Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Gary Bender, an East Lansing attorney with the law firm of Murphy, Brenton, and Spagnola, PC. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this evening, Cheryl?
Good. It's a story we've been following with you for a few months now and wanted to maybe finish it up. I'm not sure. There may be an appeal involving the Capital Area District Library and the open carry of firearms. There was a decision handed down by Judge Rosemarie Aquilina yesterday.
That's correct. Yesterday, we had previously filed a motion for summary disposition asking Judge Aquilina to rule as a matter of law whether the weapons policy that was instituted in 2005 by the Capital Area District Library is proper, legal, and not preempted by state law and enforceable. And we had that hearing yesterday. There were no issues of fact. In other words, there was nothing that could be factually developed that would change the opinion of the court in terms of the legal issues presented to the court. And so we had a hearing yesterday, and the court ruled as a matter of law that the Capital Area District Library Authority's weapons policy banning the open carrying of weapons on Cattle's property and within its branches, library branches, is proper and legal and not preempted by state law.
And of course, that is the ruling that you were looking for. And the piece of this that some folks might not understand is that it doesn't follow the library, the Capital Area District Library and its branches, as you alluded to, does not fall under local unit of government, such as a city or village, township or county.
That's correct. And the Michigan Firearms and Ammunitions Act says that local units of government cannot pass laws, enforce ordinances, and so forth, restricting people's ability to carry involving the weapons issue. And unfortunately, for the Michigan open carry folks, the statute does not include authorities within the definition of local unit of government. Capital Area District Library is an authority that was created under the Michigan Library District Library Establishment Act, and it is an authority. It has the ability to tax, as other authorities in Michigan, like transportation authorities, water authorities, and so forth, has the ability by statute to create its own rules governing its operations, have bylaws, have boards that are constituted to pass those bylaws and enact those rules. So Cattle is an authority and does not fall under the definition of local unit of government under the Michigan Firearms and Ammunitions Act.
Just to clarify, cities, villages, townships, or counties, which I mentioned a minute ago, they cannot prohibit open carry of firearms currently in the state of Michigan.
That's correct.
Now, what I'm wondering as well, some articles that I read on this is that the Michigan open carry folks said they plan on appealing the decision. Well, first of all, does that surprise you?
No, I'm not surprised.
And what was interesting to me, Gary, is that they were planning on appealing on procedural flaws, not on, I guess, in layman's term, the merits of the case.
I understand that they will appeal on the merits of the case. I'm sure they will argue perceived procedural flaws. We don't believe there were any procedural flaws. We filed our motion for summary disposition under the applicable court rule that allows parties to do that, MCR 2.116C 8, 9, and 10. And that rule is there so that the expense of trials is avoided if there is purely a legal question involved. Michigan Open Carry, they agree they believe that they can carry their weapons openly within and on the property of Cattle. We believe, contrary to that, that our weapons policy is valid. They say that weapons policy is preempted by the Firearms and Ammunitions Act, and we say that it isn't because we don't fall under the definition of local unit of government. Clearly, it's all purely a legal issue to be decided by the court, and the court agreed with that and took it up had oral arguments yesterday afternoon and considered the arguments and made a ruling.
And if I didn't clarify earlier, it's Ingham County Circuit Judge Rosemarie Aquilina. I just wanted to make sure to get that in.
Yes, you did.
Michigan Open Carry. This started, as far as I'm aware, back in December, I believe it was, when a gentleman came into the library with a rifle. Am I correct?
No, you're absolutely right. A fellow came in December with a long gun strapped to his back and tried to get admission to the library, the main branch downtown, and subsequently other members of Michigan Open Carry started appearing with handguns that were openly carried on their persons to come into the library. And that's what started the issue. Subsequently, when that activity and conduct, it was clear to the board that was not going to stop. And in the interest of protecting the patrons of the Capital Area District Library, we were authorized and instructed to file suit against Michigan Open Carry and their members to prohibit temporarily in the beginning to enjoin that conduct to protect the safety of our patrons.
And as you and I had talked before, Gary, that would be a concern to me as well. If you see somebody coming in with a rifle strapped over, you know, over their shoulder or something, and I believe the person that we're talking about with the rifle was walking up and down kind of in the children's book area, I would be more than concerned.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just, you know, as a concerned citizen, you know, I think I said to you earlier that the government is telling us in these times to be vigilant, you know, with people who you know, appear to be a danger to the rest of us, to take some sort of action. And we were fearful that in addition to just, you know, an accidental discharge of a gun, that some patron would think something awful or bad or imminent was going to happen and take action and therefore cause some sort of disturbance. So, I mean, for all the reasons, when you ask yourself, why would I need to carry a gun into a public library? And I'm stymied by, you know, what kind of response would be in the affirmative in that regard.
I'm curious, does this also apply to concealed weapons?
It does not.
Okay.
There's a separate statute involving concealed weapons. First of all, if a person comes into the library carrying a concealed weapon, number one, we wouldn't know that. And number two, if they have a valid CCW permit issued by the state, then they can carry a concealed weapon in libraries. There are certain exceptions under the concealed weapons permit statute where you can't go with a weapon even if it's concealed, and unfortunately libraries is not one
on
of
that,
those. It's not on that list.
Yeah, and I believe I mentioned to you before that I do have a CPL, a concealed pistol license, and I'm just thinking if I were in the library and saw a rifle over somebody's, what I might do. I mean,
yeah,
and that's
right.
That's a question. That's a legitimate question.
Sure.
Very good. Well, I'm glad we've gotten. Let me stop for a minute. Why do you think Michigan Open Carry is pushing this? And that's a question I'll ask them tomorrow on the show as well. But I'm just curious why they've pushed this one so far.
You know, I don't know. There are various open carry or gun advocacy groups, you know, of different sizes in Michigan. I don't know. One of the groups filed suit against the city of Ferndale because they arrested someone for being on city property. And that was, in fact, a city-owned library, not an authority, not a separate library authority, and they were successful in getting that weapons policy struck down. But the difference was that was a city-owned library and, of course, falls under the definition of a local unit of government. Their library was not an authority. So, but I don't know. I think my personal feeling is they thought, oh, a library, this is low-hanging fruit. We'll just, you know, we'll go in there and, you know, make our point and be successful and move on. And I think they were probably very surprised that Capital Area District Library sued them and got an injunction.
And went after it right away.
And I have to hand it to the board. They take their duties very seriously in protecting their patrons. You know, I think you probably know that Capital Area District Library is a very large library system in the state of Michigan, actually, and they serve over 1.5 million visitors a year. So, I mean, they're very large, and they take very seriously protecting those patrons, and I have to hand it to them for doing it.
Well, Gary, thank you for the update, and we'll continue to follow along. If the case continues to appeal, we'll be chatting with you again.
Great. Anytime.
Great. Thank you so much, Gary. Have a great evening.
You too. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Gary Bender, East Lansing attorney with the law firm of Murphy, Brenton, Spagnola, PC. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.